What interests you so much about Chinese contemporary art? Why do you collect it?
Mm-hmm. Two reasons. First reason, I came to China as a business person to establish the first joint venture company. And at that time, I learned very quickly that I do not know anything about China. And I was only allowed a very narrow segment of the reality to see. So I hoped that the contemporary art would provide me another access to another Chinese reality. And the second one, I had been an art collector before, so it was just natural to look around in my new surrounding at the end of the 70s in China.
And what aspects of Chinese contemporary art appeals to you, interests you?
I'm a researcher, so I have no value judgment. I am just very interested what is of concern to the Chinese artists and what they do with these concerns. And I am completely open as to which topic.
Do you have any favourite pieces here or any pieces that have particular meaning to you?
I like some old-fashioned paintings by a very young artist, Niyo Yu, that deal with this tradition, with traditional painting, but in a very clever and contemporary way.
I mean, you're not the only person who seems to be collecting Chinese art at the moment. Last week in London, a vase went for, I think, 50 million. Mm-hmm. And there are rumours, it's not confirmed, that the Chinese government, which has bottomless pockets, is buying up Chinese art to bring back to China. Does the Chinese booming economy, what effect is that having on the contemporary art market?
Well, the booming Chinese economy had an enormous effect on the traditional art. And the prices went from extremely low to now the tens of millions for an object. This has to do with the newfound wealth in China. And there is a large public interested in the traditional art. There is a much, much smaller public interested in the contemporary art of China. And that brought quite some growth of the Chinese market in the early years of 2000, brought the market to a real height in the year 2008, but then the contemporary crashed while the traditional still kept.
Should Swiss Info readers be asking for Chinese art for Christmas?
Well, they should do that irrespective of the economic cycle, I think, because there is very good art produced in China.
Some people say that to create good art, you need adversity. And some people say that that's the reason why Swiss artists don't produce much, because life is so fantastic here. Obviously, in China, there's a lot of adversity with the human rights situation and freedom of expression. What does the limited freedom of expression mean for Chinese artists?
Well, let me first come to the help of the Swiss artist. We find a lot of interesting art in Switzerland. That brings me back to your question. One type of art can be very productively created under political pressure or political repression. And one kind of artist responds to that kind of pressure and becomes creative. And that can, as a result, have very good art. But that's not the only way to produce good art. Otherwise, in many Western countries, in the, say, most mature democracies, you wouldn't find interesting art because the art is not suppressed. They may, though, feel so. So I think the problem is much rather artists who have grown up and become successful under political adverse conditions. Once the enemy disappears, what are they going to do? They face a real kind of crisis. But many artists, you know, who have never dealt with this issue or not much, they are not affected by changes in the political field.
Is contemporary art a good way to understand contemporary China for a Western audience that might have problems, you know, with the language, with the mentality? Is it a good way to understand? Does it paint an accurate picture of current China?
In my view, yes. Although contemporary art tends to be of a more critical nature, may not bring out the full picture, and this is what Chinese authorities very often complain, that the contemporary art may draw a too negative picture of China. And in that sense, you may need a large exhibition to fully represent Chinese reality.
Is this largely a Chinese government-approved exhibition?
This exhibition is not approved, but I don't think that we would face any problem with these works in terms of censorship.